preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
So grateful that you've tuned in for another edition of Abounding Grace. We're considering Psalm 128 today and God's design for the family. In verse 1 of that psalm, we have described who the truly blessed in this life are. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Here the psalmist has in mind the godly man. And he's offset in life as one who's been blessed of the Lord. Psalm 128 and 127 are so intricately tied together that Psalm 127 begins by speaking of the curse upon those who do not build by fearing the Lord. Look at the beginning of Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. House there is not described as a physical structure, but as the whole domestic order of things, the family, the government of the household. God had originally designed the family to be the vital foundation of society, a healthy, peaceful order, one that thrived to the glory of God. Psalm 127 was written by Solomon. And oh, did he understand this, the useless pursuit of life apart from the Lord. And yesterday we looked at the consequences of this, a society falling apart morally. And the psalm is there saying, unless the Lord is building, unless the Lord builds, those who try to build the house themselves labor in vain. In both of these psalms, he's describing the head of the household and how his leadership, his guidance, his priorities factor in the blessedness upon that home. So in Psalm 127, Solomon there is really giving us the mindset and consequences to the life of the ungodly man. The characteristic of the ungodly man is that he's living life and that he's trying to build his home without the Lord. What he is describing is a certain approach to life that lives for his work. He's devoted to his work, and by his hard work, by his ingenuity, he's trying to take for himself and his family only what properly belongs to the Lord. This kind of man wears himself out in his work. That's what the curse was. In the sweat of your face, you'll notice verse 2. In the sweat of your face, remember the curse was, he shall work all the days of his life. To dust you are, to dust you shall return. From dust you were taken, to dust you shall return. Notice verse 2. It picks up on that. He's up late and he rises up early. It's all about work. It's all about earthly success, honor. And he thinks that by his hard work, by his ingenuity, he will be prospered. He thinks that by keeping the work ethic, he will be full. Here's the real point of Solomon's wisdom psalm and how it must be understood. All of this work has as its goal a kind of autonomous kingly life, a spirit of Antichrist life, totally devoid of dependence upon the Lord to build his house. And what are the consequences of all this labor under the sun without the Lord? I think verse 2 is about one of the worst statements describing the life of so many living today under the sun. They rise up early, they sit up late. You know why? Here's what it says. To eat the bread of sorrows. What is that? The bread of sorrows. They work so hard and their life is full of sorrow. I think of Haggai's day when the people were building their own paneled houses and the Lord's house got no attention. His kingdom was in ruins. They wouldn't work for him. They tried to build their own lives without him. What did God do? He cursed. The covenant curses fell on them. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. That sound familiar? He sent leanness into their hearts. All their work to build, all their hard work to earn money was without the Lord. And guess what happened? The curse was they had, but they never had enough. Sound familiar? It's exactly what's going on all around us. But I'm not convinced Psalm 127 was speaking just physically. If the head of the home neglects the Lord, where will the bread of sorrows be found? It will be found in that home, in the wife, in the children. Listen, you want to know today, dear listener, why our society is falling apart? Why everyone's teeth are set on the edge? Why people are experiencing these struggles? I'll tell you, a president doesn't create this. I hear all these people go after and speak against our president. A president does not create this. Political policy that does not create this mess that we're in. Those are consequences. Listen, so important. These are consequences that, sure, further the mess, but these are consequences to something else. We think today that if we just have the right political leaders, or we just have better economic policies and better answers to the corruption in society and all these things, we will again enjoy the American dream. What is the American dream? To enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'll tell you what the problem is. You get this free of charge today. People are trying to figure this out and they get paid big bucks. You get this free over Abounding Grace. You want to know what the problem is? It's the cry of David. Help, for the godly man ceases. There's your problem. How many really godly men do you know anymore? A man who is godly commands his home. He demands respect, doesn't he? And it's not forced. You want to listen to him. He influences you. He changes those whom he speaks to because you respect him. When you see a society such as troubled as ours, in chaos morally, spiritually bankrupt, justice non-existent, courts a total failure, divorce rates at an all-time high, father and mothers wailing about rebellious children, so few homes that really stay together, right? I'll tell you what's happened in that society. It's happened. What's happened is exactly what Psalm 127 is describing. It's eating the bread of sorrows. The Lord has punished with the sad reward and consequences of trying to build without him. And the less there is godly influence upon a society, unless there is that effect of men seeing the good works of godly people and glorifying the Father, the less there is of that, the more we experience the bread of sorrows. And there's no recovery once it's gone in that direction, unless there's a serious humbling of ourselves before the Lord. You want to see that? Look at Nineveh. Go back to Jonah's story and look at Nineveh. Now in Psalm 127, the point of the psalm is that without the Lord, your house is going to have an awful end. Your life will be characterized by sorrow. How many parents say today, I hear this all the time, I wish I could do it over knowing what I now know. Well, I hope every young couple, any young couples listening today, will take seriously this. You say, how can what you've been describing be reversed? Is it possible? Psalm 128 is declaring the way that the Lord builds the house. There is a way of return, and that's what Psalm 128 is all about. It's beautiful. It's through God-fearing servants whom he's decided to bless. And that's the beauty of what's described here, that under the sun, there's a way for what was cursed at the fall. Cursed is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. That cursed can be reversed and turned into blessing. You say, how? Anytime you read these statements in the Psalms, blessed is the one who. You're taken back to the beginning of the Psalter, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That blessed man is one whose life is represented as flourishing like a tree does by streams of living water. There's only one way that comes. There's only one way. That is in Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the only builder of the house. He's the builder of the city of God, of the kingdom of God. He makes living stones, doesn't he? Through his death and resurrection, there's power to return to what God had originally designed. And you see, that is the basis for the blessedness that is described here, his life. He's not saying, if you just work harder, you'll have more blessing. The curse of sin has never been reversed by harder work on our part. Even in this temporal life, by just working harder or accomplishments or gaining greater wealth, that's the lie. That's the very thing condemned in Psalm 127, as the ungodly man works harder and harder without God. Psalm 128 is describing the blessedness of the man who believes the gospel, who's renounced himself, who's trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose life is lived in him. What happens in a man like that? He's born again. He's made a new creature. He's made alive. The principle of life is in his heart. Christ becomes his delight. Christ becomes his treasure. Christ becomes the center of his existence. And the life he lives by faith in the Son of God. He's not up early and staying late, staying up late to make himself more money. He's up early and he stays up late to glorify the living God. What happens to him? He lives. His whole life is being framed according to God's law. You notice what he says. He fears the Lord. Proper fear has reverence and awe of the Lord. That's what fear is. Not being scared. It's reverencing him. It's putting him first. It's glorifying him. It's seeing him as your God, having awe over him. Now that your life then is given, it's given to live in pursuit of his will, not yours. This man calls upon the Lord. He begins each day asking that he would serve the Lord, that he would do his will. He's stirred to prayer. His passion and devotion is to God's glory. The psalmist is not just describing the man here, but notice everyone who fears the Lord like this. What begins to happen? This is the crucial point of the psalm. They don't labor anymore in vain. God blesses the works of their hands as they delight to walk in his ways. God makes life meaningful, happy, and prosperous, contrary to those building without the Lord. Eating and drinking and being merry. This person lives for the glory of God. And the rest of this psalm describes the blessedness that falls upon his wife and his children. Well, this is really powerful. We'll unpack the rest of that the rest of this week. The blessedness upon his home. So do we fear the Lord? Do we walk in his ways? You must be born again. You must come to Christ. When life is given to you, your priorities change. It's no longer about you and your money and your work. It's about glorifying Christ in all that we say or do, whether we eat or drink, giving glory to God. Dear radio listener, what does your life really show? Bounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., we give you a sincere invite. Love to meet you. Join us for worship. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel continue to richly bless you.